will go, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Weekend, but God is so powerful, so great, so wonderful. Love to see each and every one of you. We welcome our visitors and some of those we hadn't seen in a while. We love each and every one of you. Make yourself at home. Let's get ready to worship the Lord and to hear His word this morning. And we're just going to praise Him in all that we do. Praise God. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God sees and knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace, dear Lord. May we not just say these words, dear Lord. May we let it just soak in. And, Lord, let you just receive our blessings this morning, dear Lord, in our worship. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. Dear Lord, we're nothing without you, but, dear Lord, with you all things are possible, dear Lord. And we know that your love for us. Lord, may we just turn every anxiety moment, every sadness, every weakness, dear Lord, that we have, may we just turn it over to you and let you be the Lord of us, dear Lord. Let you be the God of gods that you are, dear Lord. Let you just be our Savior. And, dear Lord, let you just guide us through each and everything. Lord, you see the hands that were raised this morning. Dear Lord, you know the prayer requests that have come through, those on text, those that have come through in private messages, dear Lord. And we know that you know the depths of our hearts. And, dear Lord, we need you. We need you this day and time, this hour, dear Lord. We just need you. Lord, guide us. And, dear Lord, we just love and praise you, dear Lord. May we not turn from you, dear Lord, in everything that we do. May we just let your light shine and guide us, dear Lord. Thank you for our pastor and his family. Strengthen them, dear Lord. Our prayers go out to them. And, dear Lord, in each and every one in this congregation, dear Lord. For those that are going through procedures, those testimonies of praise that we have, dear Lord, those times that so much, dear Lord, we just want to let your word and your light shine. Lord, again, dear Lord, we just ask, thank you for this moment. Lord, we're going to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm so excited this morning. God is so great. And He is all the time. Amen. But sometimes I just feel His holy presence. I just feel Him this morning, and I hope that it shines out on you too. And I'm going to say it again as we get ready to sing. We're going to go to Victory in Jesus on page 120. I know all y'all know the words because I do it, lead it many, 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 many times. But I just love the Lord because there is victory in that powerful name. But I want you to know this morning, turn off everything. If there's something on your mind, just release it to the Lord this morning. Let's just worship and praise Him. I want to hear y'all just sing out with me and just be glorify the Lord. There's victory in Jesus.
Say your inside.
God. You may be seated if you can. Turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves them this morning. We love each and every one of you, and just Jesus loves you. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We just love the Lord this morning. We love Him all the time. Just praise and worship His holy name. Got a couple of announcements real quick before we do our take up our offering. Just want to remind the guys that on October 17th, our band of brothers, we're all going to Alabama to the lake. Brother Billy has graciously invited us all over to their place, and we're going to have just a day of fellowship, good food, and good fishing. We're just giving it to the Lord. And if you'd like to go, please get with us. And also, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. Just please, if you're coming, or even if you think there's a good chance you'll come, please sign in. And if you have an opportunity, just give us a chance to get a head count. And it was brought to my attention this morning, there will be some fishing. And if anybody's got any extra fishing tackle, guys, if you want to bring it, there may be some that doesn't have any gear or maybe got it stored somewhere and can't get to it. So if y'all want to do it. And also, we're really excited to say the nursery is now open. And we just thank the Lord they're going to be doing it again. And ladies, there is a sign-up sheet also in the foyer. If you'd like to volunteer and help in the nursery on a Sunday morning, and it'll be in rotation. It's not a full-time thing. It'd be something whether it's every 4, 6, or 8 weeks, however many sign up. Or if there's two of you that want to go in as a team and do the nursery that morning, that would be wonderful too. So we're just really excited. There is a sign-up sheet. And also, don't forget about our Samaritan's Purse. There's so much excitement about that this year, and we're glad with all the stuff going on in the world. The Lord's Word still needs to get out. His love needs to be shown. And it's an opportunity, and I'm so grateful to that through the Operations Christmas Child and the shoeboxes. If you would like to get more information, Miss Elaine has it. And also, there's a $9 postage. If you would just like to give a monetary gift, just mark it on your envelope, and we'll make sure it gets put in the right place. We'd love each and every one of you. Overcomers Outreach on Thursday nights, the food closet, we need to refurbish a lot of that items there too. So there's so much going on. But we're such a giving church, and we love each and every one of you. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. I felt them standing back there. They haven't bopped me on the head yet, so praise God. Just love the Lord this morning. Y'all, I'm just excited for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Father, is that now that you bless this offering, pray for you. So, Father, I work for that.
Amen.
Temporary home. I've been thinking about this a lot, especially during 2020 and all the strangeness that has come on and has happened to us. It's a good thing to remember that this isn't our temporary home. Y'all just worship with us as we sing. Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. By the problems in life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's coming back again. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day.
Tabitha's going to sing a song, but I would like for the choir to help her on the chorus, and y'all feel free to help on the chorus too. This is a great song.
Amen.
I just want to testify before I sing that I'm thankful that my mama is still here with me today and that God healed her body.
Praise
the
Lord.
She was kind of resting yesterday, and I was on my phone, and I clicked over to my notes, and I want to read you what I wrote. It says, "Nothing is too hard for God. Are you facing something that seems so big that you feel you're losing hope? What seems impossible to you is nothing that God can't handle. Nothing is too big or small for the God we serve.
That's right.
Rest in His peace, trust Him, and look for the mountains to be removed in Jesus' name."
Amen.
We serve a great big God.
Yes.
And just as I finished typing that, I was going to copy and paste it over to my Facebook, but the doctor walked in. And he said, "I got to tell you," he said, "there's nothing on your scan."
Hallelujah.
And we came home, and I'm thankful. I'm just thankful that God... I'm thankful that I have a praying mama, because I know that God honored her prayers the other day when she was in a desperate situation.
Hallelujah.
God reached down and touched her body, and I'm just thankful.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I asked Sister Penny, could I sing this song again this morning? I did it the other night, but the goodness of God, just worship with me.
I love you, Lord. have been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yeah.
That no matter what you're facing, we serve a great big God. If there's anything that you need in your life, He is here at this very moment to reach down and touch you. I'm so thankful for the goodness of God. Where will we be without His goodness this morning? If we can't just lift our voice and praise the one who's kept His hand upon us, shame on us this morning. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, God.
The Lord has been moving on me for some time, and I shared in Sunday school today that I hear a call to come out, to come out of her, to come out of this world, to come out of what we have accepted for so many years.
Yes.
And if you're here today and you don't understand what's going on up here, what's going on up here is the glory of God is falling in the faithful. Yes. What's going on up here is the Acts 2:38 experience. What's going on up here is the Holy Spirit coming in, and something comes out that we can't control. Hallelujah. And it is not, God is not choosy. He just takes whoever will.
That's
if
right.
We're here today, amen. And we amen. Need Him, all we have to do is come and say, here I am.
Right.
I am broken, and I am no good, but He filled me with His Holy Spirit, and now I am a new creature. Amen. I am new. I am honorable.
That's
because
right.
of Him.
Amen.
Nothing that I've ever done has been Amen. Honorable. But because of Him. And if you're here today and you're just sitting down and you can't think to stand and sing at the goodness of God, oh my Lord, I will pray for you because He is coming back soon. And He is looking for a church. He is ready for the
apostles.
And I want to be a part of that group. And it has nothing to do with me. My righteousness is filthy rags.
That's right.
But it is because of Him.
Amen.
And He saved my
Amen.
Soul. And He wants to save your soul.
Amen.
And if you are here today and He woke you up with breath in your body, you
That's
should stand
right.
and
yes.
sing
Amen.
And praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
And many places in this country right now, the state of California cannot even sing praises to God. And we live in the state of Georgia where we have freedom still.
Yes. Right.
You need to stand up and sing.
Yes.
You need to stand up and praise. Because we don't
Amen.
Know what the future holds. My God is real and He is here today.
Yes, He is.
And He is here for those who desire Him. Open your heart before it's too late.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And all my life you have been
yes.
faithful.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm going to sing of the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, praise the Lord. My goodness, there's enough power in this house to save the nation. Amen. How many of those God is real? Glory to God. I know He's real, for I can feel it in my soul and in my spirit. My, my, my. You know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Amen. If we ask, believing, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. I just want to know, have we got any saved folks in the house? Amen. Glory to God. You can be troubled, but you can still be saved. Come on, you can be perplexed, but you can still be saved. You can have problems, but you can still be saved. Amen. Things may not be going exactly like you want to, but you can still be saved. Amen. I think if we begin to dwell on that, amen, we'll see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. If the nation of that we live in ever needed anything, it's an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. My Lord have mercy. Glory to God. One more hand clap for Jesus, if you would. He's worthy. Praise God. Man, I feel revival spirit. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. I never, ever want to tire of feeling God's mighty hand. Amen. His anointing and His presence, amen, is something that I never want to take for granted. I'm so thankful. He woke me up this morning. Glory to God. Amen. If you're glad for that, give the Lord one more hand clap of praise.
Yeah.
And if you have your Bibles, go with us for just a little while. Please continue to entertain the Spirit of the Lord that is in this place. Don't let me quench the Spirit on you. Amen. But I want to read some scripture this morning from 2 Peter chapter number 5, verses 6 and 7. And while you turn and let all of our visitors know how we love them and how we're thankful that they come to worship the Lord with us this morning. Amen. From the book of 2 Peter in chapter number 5, I want us to focus our attention on verse number 6. And verse number 7. Peter writes, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, How we love and thank you, God, for your mighty anointed power that we feel this morning. God, for each and every one that's come this way. Father, I pray that you would continue to bless, to anoint, God, to pour out your Spirit, not only on this congregation, but God, on the entire world. God, I pray for the unsaved today, the uncaring. God, that you would reach down with your loving hand of care, God, and minister to those, Lord. Thank you for the healings, Lord, that you've already done this morning. God, help us to be thankful and grateful, God, with an expectation, God, that you're going to do a mighty work in this land. Father, we thank you for those who've gathered here today. Father, and I ask you now that you'd anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us. Let us know, God, what you would have us to hear, and help us to be submissive and obedient to your will. We'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Before you're seated, turn someone to your neighbor, right, left, or back, and tell them how much you love them this morning. You need to know that we love one another. You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We do love you, church. We love you so very much. And if you've got God in you, you're going to love one another. This morning, for just a little while, I want to bring a message entitled, God's Mighty Hand.
Amen.
Can I see the hands who've ever been the recipient of God's mighty hand? Amen. Put that other hand with it now and give him praise. Amen. If God, in fact, has made a way for you. One writer says the hand symbolizes the power for superhuman acts. The hand of God brings healing and performs miraculous signs and wonders. The Apostle Peter, or the disciple Peter here, writes that he tells us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. I mean, he's thankful that we can be under the hand of God, the mighty hand of God. There is not a place that you can go. There's not a situation that you can endure that the mighty hand of God is not there with us. How many knows we need support every once in a while? This walk gets weary sometimes, doesn't it? It gets strenuous, but I'm so thankful that when we stumble and about to fall, or when the weight gets so heavy, we have a mighty hand in God that'll reach down and give us strength and support when we need it the most. And I never, ever tire, amen, of leaning upon the Lord. So here we find that Peter writes that we need to humble ourselves. But I want to give you just a few characteristics this morning of the mighty hand of God. First of all, it is a hand of strength and might, as evidenced throughout the Word of God. I never want to take for granted the stories in the Bible of how God's mighty hand moved. And upon the different characters in those in the Old Testament, when God's mighty hand would reach down and strengthen people and bless people in the fire and through the flood and all of the things and the enemies that they came against, God's hand was always there with them to lift them up and to hold them. And I never, ever want to forget the mighty hand of God in His strength and in His might. But can I also tell us this morning that God's hand is a hand of performance? How many knows He's able to do what He said He would do? Amen. If God has spoken to you, if God has given you confirmation, don't you ever let the enemy make you doubt what God is doing or about to do in your life. We just talked about the faith that we have. Amen. And the faith is not the ability to see what God's doing. Faith is the ability to believe what God's doing. Even though you can't see the miracle right now, just know within your heart that God's working it out right now for you. He doesn't have to ask me how to do it. All you have to do is put your faith and trust in God, and He is, in fact, a God of performance. Time and time again, He does what He said He would do. And He also is a hand of safety and security. I don't know about you, but every once in a while, I just need to feel the security of my Lord. Many, many times in His Spirit, He has wrapped His loving arms around me. Many times it's when I think that I can't take another step. It's times when I think that I can't endure another trial or situation in my life. But God always comes to me and comforts me and wraps His loving arms around me and lets me know that God is going to see me through. And the safety and the security that God instills in our life is something I never, ever want to take for granted. I want to be thankful and appreciative that we have that relationship with God. Not only is He a God that has a hand of safety and security, but I thank God that He is also a hand of guidance and instruction. I've never, ever thought that I could get to a place where that I did not need the instruction and guidance of God. I rely on that still today, probably more so than in the past, because I've learned that my way doesn't always seem right. Amen. Or it may seem right, but it's not always right. But if I lean on the guidance and instruction of God, He will not lead us astray. He will make a way, even when there seemeth not a way. But also, in all of His power, in all of His might, in all of His strength, in all of His instruction, and in all of His guidance, I think that sometimes we overlook the sensitive side of God, the compassionate side of God. Many times, in fact, we're taught from a very early age, if you was raised in church, depend on God. You ever heard that? Amen. Why do we depend on God? Because He'll never fail us. We know that what we can't do, God is able to do. The Bible says the things that are impossible with man, we can't do it, are made possible by God. So at a very early age in our life, and especially in our relationship with the Lord, we learn to depend on God because we know that He can do all things. Even as little bitty children, they'll tell you, I thank God for the faith of our children because they haven't learned to doubt yet. When they pray for you, they expect it to be done. Oh, give me childlike faith. Amen, that when I pray, I release it unto God, and I call it done. You know, God, we think about it so many times that when God does a great miracle, we think, oh my Lord, that's great. It's just commonplace with Him. Amen, the things that are great in our eyes is just commonplace with Him. Amen, we're talking to a God that split the Red Sea. We're talking to a God who rained manna down from heaven. We're talking to a God who spoke to a man and said, build an ark because I'm going to send a flood on a nation. But He kept them safely. And many of us here today have been kept by the mighty hand of God. But I want to bring also a characteristic of this mighty hand of God. He is a hand that cares. Hand that cares. You know, if we will listen, God will speak volume to our spirits. If we will slow down from our busy, hectic schedule and just contemplate and meditate on the power and the Word of God, never ever discount the Word of God. You see, sometimes we go to the Word of God only after a situation arises in our life. But let me give you a little hint. If you'll go to God on a continual basis, if you'll make it a habit to open His Word, glory to God. You know, we'll take one a day vitamins, but if you'll take one a day scriptural reading, you're going to find strength, you're going to find guidance, you're going to find power to see you through every situation. You might say, well, Brother Eddie, I don't have anything really going on in my mind or in my life right now. That's the way you can be prepared for the next trial. If you'll read and study the Scripture of God and let God's Word speak to you, not only does He speak to us in His written Word, but thank God He speaks to us in His spiritual Word. Many, many times it's driving down the road. Sometimes it's 11 or 12 o'clock when I'm sleeping real good and just God just kind of wakes me up. And I'll turn over and it's almost like said, I didn't wake you up to turn over. I mean, those flip a pillow. You ever done that? You'll flip a pillow because the cool side's on it. I need to get all snug about it. And God said, I didn't wake you up to flip your pillow. I woke you up because I never sleep. I woke you up because I never tire. You may think everything's going all right, but I'm going to prepare you for something that's coming up in your life. If you didn't have me, it would be devastating in your life. But I promised you I wouldn't leave you, and I promised you I wouldn't forsake you. And I just want to talk to you right now and let you know that you can count on me because I am a God, and I have a hand of strength and might, but also I care about you. I want to remind you today that God cares about you. More so than I think that we're able to realize at times. He cares so much about us. He loved us so very much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for us. What a great and wonderful sacrifice that was to let us know that we don't have to face the battles alone. Amen. We don't have to face the doctor alone. Glory to God. Amen. Because He is with us, there's times when the doctor's news is not all that good, but yet in our spirit we can look at the doctor and smile a little bit because we're not thinking about what the doctor said. We're thinking about what
God said. Amen. We're not really thinking about what the doctor can do. We're thinking about what God can do through the doctor. And that lifts our spirit and lets us know that the mighty hand of God is also a caring hand and a loving hand. Amen. I'm thankful that He does care. I was thinking and contemplating before I took off on that this week, how that God speaks to us. And sometimes I won't call it visions. I will just call it just kind of being caught up in the Spirit of God. And I've often told you, sometimes I need to see it. Man, we got anybody in? You just need to see it, you know. And sometimes faith is not like that. You can't see it. You look, you don't see it, but you claim it anyway. But sometimes when God is speaking to me, I say, God, just kind of give me a mental picture. You know, I'm just a human. Your thoughts and your ways are so much higher than mine. God, understand that sometimes when you're speaking, it's over my head. God, give me a mental picture. You know what He did? He showed me my daddy's hand. My daddy was a wonderful man, one of my heroes, and I miss him dearly each and every day of my life. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about him and just see some little memento or just kind of have a thought in my spirit of what my dad was. But my dad was not necessarily a big, huge man, but he had some big hands. In fact, enormous hands. I don't know what size his ring finger was, but some people could almost wear it. Mother could stick two fingers in it. I said somebody could almost wear that as a bracelet. Big, big hands. And as I was thinking on the mighty hand of God this week and what He does and what He can do, and let me tell you something, folks, that will consume you. Glory to God. You know, because I do not even have the ability to understand or comprehend the mighty acts of God. Not only what He has already done, but what He's doing now. I think many of us don't understand that God is working right now. We may not see it, but God is working right now. We just need to understand, Lord, I'm going to step back. I'm going to put my faith and trust in You, and I'm going to call this thing victory. It may not look like victory, but through the power of God, somebody needs to hear that. I'm going to call it victory. But Brother Andy, you don't know how hard it is. But let me tell you, call it victory anyway. Amen. Sometimes we just need to step back and let God be God in our life and work these things out. So I'm saying, God, I need a mental picture. And all of a sudden, I saw Daddy's hands. I watched my daddy work. I watched him work outside. We split wood together. He grew up in an atmosphere and an environment of hard work. He once told me, he said, son, hard work never killed anybody. I said, Lord, it's come close though, Daddy. And he was a hard, hard worker. But those hands, and God just let me see those hands. Now, I want you to understand that that's just because I asked God for a mental picture. And I thought about all of the strength and all of the might and all of the instruction. And Daddy used to tell me and my brother when we were real young, he never did whip us that much. Mother was the correctionist in our house. Mother's hands were small, but plenty big enough to go around a hickory stick. She let the hickory do the speaking. Daddy had big old hands, and he would kind of pop us like that. And his saying was, boy, I'm going to warp your frame. And I thought to my brother, I hope he never warps my frame. I don't know what that means, but I think it can't be good. It can't be good if he's going to warp my frame. But it was so big and padded, it would just kind of bump you up like that. Mother's whippings hurt a lot worse than Dad's. But I saw the strength in his hands. I saw the guidance in his hands. And I saw the instruction in his hands. Many times he'd say, here, let me show you how to do that. Or here, let me kind of give you an example. And those big old hands would kind of show me the instruction. But as I looked at Dad's hands, I didn't necessarily think about this particular time as the strength and the might and the instruction and the guidance. But I thought about the care in Daddy's big old hands. And I reminisced. I went back to a very early time in my childhood when Daddy would take my hand, maybe to keep me from walking too close to the edge of something. Mother would always just get hysterical if we ever went to a place where there was cliffs or mountains and things like that. And course, me and my brother, we thought it was great. Go to as close as you can. And all of a sudden, that big old hand would take ours and draw us right back. I know I'm talking about a time in my life, but I am also talking about a spiritual relationship that we have with Almighty God. Sometimes we'll run up to the edge of the cliff. We don't even realize the danger. We don't even know what is in store for us. And we'll get just as close to those things. And all of a sudden, thank God, not only that big, strong, mighty hand reaches out, but that hand that cares gently takes our hand within His and draws us back to safety. And I began to think about that. And if my dad can exhibit that kind of care and that kind of example with his mighty hand, think about the hand that formed and fashioned the universe. Think about the hand, amen, that split the Red Sea. Think about the hand that took the old clay and formed and fashioned you and me, and we became a living soul only after He loaned His breath to us. We became a living soul, strong enough to form us, strong enough to fashion us, but cares enough to give us His breath. And then we experience things like Mark 4:38. The disciples were in a ship. And I want to remind you, they weren't alone. Sometimes you think you're in a ship and you're on a stormy sea, but you may fail to realize that you're not alone. And if you don't fail to realize it, sometimes you just need your memory jarred that, you know what, I'm not facing this battle by myself. I'm not on this stormy sea by myself. Jesus was in the boat. Ooh, but the boat was a rocking. But Jesus was in the boat. Woo, the winds were mighty, but Jesus was in the boat. But Brother Eddie, the water was splashing over, and sooner or later we're going to take on water. But Jesus was in the boat. Come on. You may be rocking with the winds of turmoil and strife, and the waves are about to overflow you, and every which way you turn, there's nothing but bad news. But I want to assure you this morning that if you'll stay in the boat, that Jesus is in the boat with you, and He can speak peace to your life. I know we're humans, and I know we search for good news and for good answers, and especially when things we can't understand and things that we endure. And I recall back at Eggleston Hospital when Penny and I were just hoping and praying that one of the doctors would come in with good news. And it didn't have to be great news, just good news. Because up until that time, everything they said was bad news about Kevin. And they was preparing us for the worst, and understandably so. It was a dark time in our life, and certainly a dark time for him. But I remember Penny and I saying, you know what, if they would just say one encouraging thing. If one doctor or something would just come in and say something kind of positive, give us something to hold on to. But you know, that boat was rocking. It looked like it was going to go down. I mean, we just couldn't hear any good news. We just looked, hopefully, saying something. But you know what? God let me know that the good news was not going to come from man. If it had, Peter could have said, peace, be still. If it had, John could have spoke up and said, waves, you just quit roaring. And they forgot that the Master in the boat with them not only cares for them, but is strong enough to turn the situation that is a stormy situation into a tranquil peace and calm. I pray right now that God will transform your terrible storm and the violent things that you may be facing, and the ability not to hear some good encouraging news. I pray that God will just speak peace into your life. Peace, be still. And the storm had to cease. He was in the hinder part of the ship. I'm afraid today sometimes that's where we keep Jesus. Amen. We sailed along pretty good. We don't really need him right now. Amen. But Lord, let them storms come. Let those violent waves start spilling over in the ship. Somebody needs to wake Jesus up. You know what? Mother used to tell me, you're not asleep, you're just playing possum. You ever play possum? I don't do that now. I'm truly sleeping. I am not playing. When I sleep, it's serious. I am not playing. That's one good thing that I can do. I can sleep. But I happen to think, you know, Jesus was asleep, but his spirit was not asleep. The human part of him, he had to have a human part of him because it had to bleed and die on the cross of Calvary for us. Spirit can't bleed and die. But the flesh, amen, the virgin birth, all of that is true. It's in the Bible. So the fleshly part of him was probably napping, but the spiritual part, good Lord have mercy. I said it was awake. He never sleeps. You and I may sleep, but the Spirit of God is never asleep. He's there in the midnight hour. He's there in the doctor's office. He's there when everything is falling down around you. I thank God that he's here right now in our midst. He's not asleep. He's not tired. He's ready to do abundantly above all that we can ask and think. What a mighty God that we have. And they said, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake him. Now, let me set the stage. These are some fishermen, professional fishermen. They know what storms are about. This one alarmed them. This storm was affecting their very existence. They'd been through storms, and they'd handled it. Somebody open your spiritual ears. You've handled these things before. But just when you can't handle, you got to wake up Jesus. Come on. This one ain't like the others. These others, you know, you prayed up and ready to go and said, yeah, I can work it out, Lord. But this one, seems like all you pray, all you seek for, it just doesn't get any better. Amen. But they went and they woke up Jesus. Now, I don't know how you think they woke up Jesus. But I don't think it's like we wake up Kevin sometime in the morning. You see, we're easy waking up Kevin. Most time he wakes us up. But if he's still asleep, so peaceful there. I will gently open the blinds. Because he won't sleep if there's the least bit of light. It's got to be completely dark for him to get to sleep. So I'll adjust the blinds open just a little bit. Then I'll open his closet door easy with a light. And I'll go over and I'll pull the pillow, the blankets back a little bit. And I'll speak real softly to him and so that he wakes up and doesn't get excited and start coughing and all those things. Just real, real easy. And I think sometimes Jesus, I really need you. And I don't think the disciples went to Jesus and said, Jesus, wake up. Now, he can hear us. But sometimes in our emergencies, I think they went running to Jesus. Shook him. Lord, don't you care that we perish? I don't know if you've gotten to that point yet, but you may be. Lord, don't you care that we perish? Don't you see what is happening? Can't you understand, God, where I am at this point in my life? And let me tell you something. Jesus began to doubt their faith. I'm right here in the boat with you. Carest thou not that we perish? What was his answer? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace! Be still. And the wind ceased, And there was a great calm. What did he say? He said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? If Jesus is in your boat, he's strong enough to calm the storms, but he's caring enough to speak peace into your life. Along with all of God's power, along with all of God's might, he's still a loving God who does care for us. I want us to turn to Psalms, and I'm going to try to bring this to a close. Psalms 136. Verse number 12. With a strong hand and a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. There's something to be said, preaching to be preached, sermons to be adhered to, the word of God to be obeyed, about the power and the strength of God's hand. But there's also something to realize about his outstretched hand, meaning that we're not troubling him. It is his privilege, his honor, to reach his hand out to us in troubled times and situations, because that mighty hand is also a hand that cares. You grab Daddy's hand, it was kind of rough, big, but something would transform or transfer from that touch to let me know that, son, I care. Sometimes he just laid his hand on my shoulder to let me know. Has God ever done that to you? To kind of calm you down, to give you peace? I encourage you to take advantage not only of the strength, the healing, the anointing, the power, the strength, the guidance, the knowledge of God's mighty hand, but also be the recipient and take advantage of God's caring hand, that gentle hand that'll help you through. He won't leave us, and he won't forsake us. I'm going to ask the music if they would return as we prepare to close this morning. God has been great to us. You that came up for prayer, amen, you keep that victory that God has given you this morning. You know, the Bible says with his stripes we are healed. Not only can be, but we are healed. Amen. And I claim that healing. Glory to God. Oh, I claim that healing. Amen. Whatever the symptoms are, whatever it looks like. But I claim that healing, that mighty hand of God. If you would stand, this altar is open. If you have a need, please come. If you don't know the Lord, if you have not experienced that strong and firm hand, but also that gentle hand, there's no better time to come and give your life to Jesus. If you'll give me the key of F, the master's strong hand.
Well, I'm not a rich man with diamonds to bring. I'm not one for saying I can do anything. You see, I'm nothing but no one, just one more grain of sand. Except I've been touched by the Master's strong hand. Whoa, I feel the touch of the Master's strong hand. Good job. the Master's strong hand. Well, glory, church, I feel the touch.